This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are that exceptional American. So welcome aboard for all of you exceptional Americans out there. I mean, you just can't help yourselves, right? You just can't help yourselves about being exceptional. And we appreciate that. So be exceptional all day long, all day strong. And night. Don't forget about the night. Be exceptional. You're born with it, or you're, you know, naturalized with it, one or the other. But you are exceptional, so welcome aboard. Visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com and a21r.com for all of your news and information and updates on what's happening in California, and the rest of the nation. Because, you know, you want to fight, you want to resist Californication. No Californication for you. Right? Right. Anyway, I just thought I'd say that. I know that everybody's going to get all, but you can't say that on the... Yes, I can. And I did. And I will. Because it's the truth. I mean, you just don't want to let yourself... Find yourself in that conundrum, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm sure you do know what I mean. I'm not just, you know, joshing you here. This is absolutely the truth. So... Mike Adams, you might have heard of Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has a very, very interesting article up about insurrection. See, we started the show with impeachment insurrection, and we did a lot about the impeachment business, right, and about how they're just trying to, Adams, shift you away, right? Hello. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Seriously, don't you hate it when this happens? They're being so sly in behind the scenes, in behind your back, right? Well, you know, what can I say? I can tell you one thing. They're doing everything they possibly can to destroy this president. They're doing everything they possibly can to derail this president. They're doing everything they possibly can to further their coup d'etat. Now, you see, we had the first phase of the coup d'etat. It's coup d'etat un. Now, coup d'etat deux. Part two. So, in other words, we didn't get him the first time. This time, we're going to get him this way. Yeah. We're going to impeach him. We're going to do it the right way. Oh, if he's committed a crime, we'll impeach him. Impeachable offenses. It's all about the drama. Remember, these are all drama queens. Absolutely. Every Adam Schiff is absolutely queen for a day. Drama queen. I don't want to disparage the buckaroo. He's a buckaroo, you know. He is a buckaroo. Now, I know that there's my listeners out there saying, is he going to go there? Maybe. I'll tease you. Maybe. I get into this whole thing when I talk about Adam Schiff. Jerry Brown, Eric Swalwell, Well, those guys, you know, those guys, and man, they love money bundling. They're such great bundlers. They like Ed Buck. Now, you're familiar with who Ed Buck is. Ed Buck is the money bundler out of Los Angeles who bundles money for all the big top Democrats in California. Kamala Harris. Adam Schiff. Who's, by the way, lives just really a stone's throw from his district where Ed Buck lives in North Hollywood. He's over in the Pasadena Burbank area. See, we don't, you know, people say, somebody said to me one time, how do you know their districts? How do you know that they live there? Well, I know that because they're supposed to represent that district, and I looked up the district number. I looked at on a map. It's on a map. You can see it. This is not fake news. That's what the person was implying. Yeah, you don't know that or not. I do. For a fact, we know that. Maps don't lie, do they? Oh, I don't know, unless it's a Democrat gerrymandered map. Yes, they do lie. They absolutely do lie. But anyway, he's a member of the Buckaroos. And the Buckaroos, as I call them, are all those people who like Ed Buck. Now, Ed Buck is a money bundler. He's also quite the, he's got great sexual prowess for black young men who he likes to enjoy watching shoot up methamphetamine in his house. He likes to see them come onto the drug and then he sexually engages with them. That's what I mean by a buckaroo. Don't you think, Adam Schiff gets money from him. There's pictures of him and Ed Buck and Jerry Brown, all these pictures with Ed Buck. See, so it's not fake news that he is a buckaroo. That's my point. So Rump Rangers, here you go. We got the buckaroos. We got those big bad buckaroos out there. So the impeachment word is being manipulated around. Now, we're going to give you the insurrection word, the other I word in all this. Of course, there's invasion. That's an I word, isn't it? We're being openly invaded, not by buckaroos, not by rump rangers, but illegal foreign nationals that are being bought and sold as slaves. That's the invasion. It's big money. It's big money. But it's leading to the breakdown of civil society here in California. There's no question about it. And the basic elements of the guarantee clause are violated and gone in California. Now, the guarantee clause, people are not familiar with this, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution is very, very clear that the president, by oath of office, must do something about the invasion of our country, the domestic violence, and also about maintaining a Republican form of government. Now, we've talked about this many, many times, but it's coming into context in this understanding about what is going on with insurrection. The other I word, the big I word. And here it is. In California, clearly in California, like a lot of states, but more so in California than all the rest of them, because California is supposed to be leading the way to lawlessness, there is no protection and no guarantee that we have a Republican form of government. With the voting suppression and all the different gerrymandering rigs and schemes and the outright fraud of the voting system, We have lost our ability to have a Republican form of government guaranteed to us by the Guarantee Clause. That's the first thing. And the second thing is we have a right or freedom from invasion guaranteed to us in the Guarantee Clause. Hello, California is being invaded. Now, this is the other further convincing evidence of complicity by the government. Is there actually the government, by design, by using the mechanisms of government, induces people to come across the border? They give the money. And money comes from the state of California without authorization from the citizens, from the state of California to illegal foreign nationals invading the country. And lastly, we are guaranteed freedom from domestic violence. And boy, with all the police shootings, Rennell Singh, just to mention one, but all the police shootings, we're up to over 40 officers shot now and murdered in the nation. California, about 5, 6. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not free from domestic violence, right, Kate Stanley? See, so on all three things of the Guarantee Clause, it's a breakdown. And this is why we have been pleading as new Californians with Donald Trump to declare California in a state of insurrection. Insurrection. And after 68 weeks of reading grievances that ask for that, praying for that, the president comes out and says they're contemplating declaring the nation in a state of insurrection. And he will exercise the Insurrection Act of 1807. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Enough of the screaming, right? Reminds me of my shop teacher, AP Laterno. I'll tell you about ball peen hammers. Get one of those ball peen hammers going on, right? Right. Nothing like a ball peen hammer coming at your head. You think I'm kidding? You think I'm kidding? That's what he used to do. He just used to abuse us. He used to kick our butts is what he used to do. Okay, so what about this insurrection business? Now, you know, we read the article from the Daily Caller last week. You know, I thought we were pretty clear about what they're talking about there. And, of course, again, a little reminder that we have been talking and begging, praying for the President of the United States to sign the Insurrection Act and state that California is in a state of insurrection. But never in my wildest imagination would I ever hear the notion being passed around that the whole nation's in insurrection. But it makes sense because California is the most populous state, right? If it's the most populous state, well, it's got the biggest problem. So what's the rest of the nation to that, right? Well, I'm not offending the rest of the nation. I'm just saying the rest of the nation is also in many respects in the same boat as California. It's been Californication has started already there. I think that's probably the bigger point. That's the more salient issue. So insurrection really is all around the country right now. And it was handed to him by, of course, Obama, who put in all these pre-existing and pre-planned events, if you will, to ensure that insurrection actually happens. That's what they've done. To get my drift. In other words, here you have President. We're talking about this Border Patrol person who was just fired. She's retiring, 48-year-old. She's retiring, poor thing. Who just doesn't quite have a handle on what's going on. And of course, this is why the notion of her resigning, because there's only 1.7 miles of the wall built, and it's up to her to get that done. And of course, you're fired. That's basically what it is. So there's a. I don't know if she was fired or not. I can't really say that, right? But I just said it. I mean, come on. She's a public person. She can handle it. She has a big boy pants on. So Mike Adams comes out with the follow-up to the Daily Caller article about insurrection. We're going to get into the weeds on this one. I think it's because you have to have a very good understanding about what this is. You really do. And understand about insurrection. We need to keep throwing this at you now for probably a week or 2 weeks so that you understand where the president is clearly coming from and why the justification for clearly insurrection is here. Clearly insurrection is at hand. And we need to do something about it. I mean, that's just really kind of the way it is. So the fight for America begins. Trump to invoke Insurrection Act that authorizes National Guard military action inside the United States border. Yes, the United States border. This affects New California. It affects the nation, this whole notion of insurrection. It's really kind of, I think, very straightforward what's going on here with insurrection. But, you know, a lot of people, of course, don't see it the way I see it. So as I continue with go with this discussion, perhaps we can get to some level of understanding. And people will understand where I'm coming from about this whole thing of insurrection. And why it is necessary at this time in our nation's history the Insurrection Act be signed, and especially regarding California. I think the earlier that we sign this document and we get on with the necessary business of what we must do to straighten out some of the lawlessness that exists. A runaway California legislature and state is a monoparty system. It's a communist system. I think the more we can get out in front of this, the better. That's just my opinion. And I think it's an opinion of a lot of other people, too. We'll save lives. I think that's really what I'm getting to. You know, we did a very quick study. It wasn't totally scientific, but we ran some numbers based upon the numbers of what happened in the Civil War. What would it be like today with a much more populated, you know, 330 million people as opposed to, I don't know, 10 or 12 million people at the time? And the number comes up to what would be the casualties in the United States if there was a Civil War similar to what happened? And, of course, the stars are aligning towards that right now. If there was a Civil War that was to develop now, 35 million people would perish. That's what the numbers that we came up with. Now, that's not scientific. It was done in a room with several people that have knowledge of numbers and statistical information on populations, and just generally speaking, and that's the number we came up with. But I think it's probably pretty fair. It's probably pretty fair to say that that might be the case. You know, over 500,000 men died, mostly men, mostly white men, died during the Civil War trying to free the slaves and keep the Union together. From both sides, you know. It's a big part of our history. It's something we cannot forget. And those people that tear down all these statues to all throughout the South to Southern generals and so on, you know, they're patriots. They were patriots. Now, they were patriots who fought against us, yes, against the Union. It was, after all, a civil war. Now, I didn't like it. I certainly would not have supported a Confederacy myself, but that is not a time for us. That's a time for history. It's a time for remembrance and reflection. You know, it's interesting. I once stood on the Fuhrer bunker in Berlin, right there next to the Brandenburg Gate. And I walked out. I saw one person standing on a mound in the middle of no man. It was the middle of no man's land where the Fuhrer bunker was. And there's this guy standing out there. He had a black T-shirt on, black pants and a hat. Looked rather Nazi-esque, actually. You know, you're in Germany, you think everybody's a Nazi, right? Well, it's not too far from the truth in many respects. So I'm standing there. As I'm looking at him, we're talking, we introduce each other, and it's only the two of us out there. There's only the two of us out there. And I said to him, I said, gee, I said, well, gosh, it's amazing. There's nobody else out here. He says, well, nobody comes out here. He says, every once in a while, people will figure out how to get it. He said, they blocked off when the wall fell. They blocked off the entire access area there with chunks of the wall that they tore down. So you couldn't get in there to see them. I had to squeeze through two pieces of the Berlin Wall, literally, to get there, to get out in this big open area that used to be called No Man's Land between East Berlin and West Berlin, right there by the Brandenburg Gate, just, you know, quarter mile away from where Ronald Reagan gave his great speech, tear down this wall. And so I said to him, I said, why are you out here? He says, well, I'm a historical preservationist. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, the West German government wants to destroy the Fuhrer bunker underneath us, and I want to preserve it. And I said, why would you want to preserve it? And he says, because I'm afraid if we tear it down, people will forget our history, and all we'll do is repeat it later on.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life.
That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Says Natural News, Mike Adams. This is a bombshell breaking news story. See the emergency counterthink video update. Okay, we'll do that. This is the Fight for America begins. Trump to invoke insurrection act that authorizes National Guard military action inside U.S. borders. Now, this is, like I said, is an expansion of the Daily Caller article that we presented to you last week. It says, according to sources cited in the Daily Caller, President Trump is poised to invoke the Insurrection Act to fight for America's survival against the ongoing invasion of illegals who are flooding the United States as a tactic to destroy the country from within, the Daily Caller is now reporting. According to multiple senior administration officials, the president intends to invoke the tremendous powers of the act to remove illegal immigrants from the country. The Insurrection Act, passed by Congress in 1807, allows the president to deploy National Guard and U.S. military troops to combat rebellion against the United States of America. The act has been invoked by other presidents to quell violence in an uprising, such as the L.A. riots. It is clear that President Trump now recognizes the open rebellion against America being committed by the governor of California, mayors of sanctuary cities, and fake news journal terrorists, who are brainwashing Americans to hate their own country. The ongoing land invasion of the United States of America is an act of war being openly supported by Democrats and leftists who are using illegal immigration to nullify U.S. voters and overrun the United States with anti-American militants, criminals, and terrorists. Isn't that interesting? As Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers has accurately described, the illegal immigration is designed to import terror cells who plan to carry out a Tet Offensive style offensive inside the United States once activated by enemies and traitors who are literally seeking to complete destruction of America. It has also become obvious over the past few months that tech giants are waging a coordinated conspiracy to nullify U.S. elections and crush democracy by selectively silencing all conservative voices on the dominant online platforms. This illegal conspiracy pursued by Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, and other tech giants represents an online insurrection against the United States of America, which is why I have repeatedly called for the deployment of military police to arrest the CEOs of these tech companies and force the platforms to respect the First Amendment liberties of the American people. It is time for Trump to deploy the military police to arrest Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and that's just the start of the needs to help to have that of what needs to happen to restore our democracy and our freedom to speak. That interesting. The radical left is about to be triggered by the treasonous deep state run mainstream media to launch an attempted communist revolution and violent coup against America. Trump fully realizes that a war against America has already begun, and he has decided to take decisive action to defend the United States of America using legitimate military forces and all the executive power available to the commander-in-chief. California is committing planned treason against America by deliberately flooding the country with illegals and granting them the right to vote, allowing illegals to outvote Americans in national elections. This is a form of electoral fraud that also stacks the U.S. House of Representatives with California-based members of Congress who are illegitimate. Accordingly, California's Electoral College votes, U.S. senators and members of the House must be nullified and barred from participating in federal legislative efforts or federal election results such as the 2020 vote for the presidency. California should be banned from participating in all federal elections until the state enforces voter ID requirements and halts widespread coordinated voter fraud, which is currently openly encouraged by California bureaucrats. California has been infiltrated by communist China and is now run by the Chinese. Virtually the entire California media is now owned and operated by communist Chinese, and California's governor and various mayors are puppets of communist China. They have been promised prominent positions in the Chinese-run Commie California after the Chinese invasion takes over the West Coast, using California and the L.A. ports as a beachhead to land troops and stage in a land invasion of America. The governor of California must be declared an enemy combatant and arrested and charged with treason against America. If found guilty, he should face the death penalty. The commander-in-chief may deploy the National Guard and U.S. military forces to locate and detain domestic enemies who are actively committing acts of treason against America. This does not violate posse comitatus. The military may pursue eliminate the active enemies of America during a time of war, even when they are operating on U.S. soil. Once Trump initiates the Insurrection Act, the lawlessness, deranged left will immediately declare Trump to be a military dictator, while calling for leftists to take to the streets in armed rebellion against the rule of law. Leftists will open fire on Trump supporters. This is what his prediction is. Bomb government buildings in an attempt to execute police officers and National Guard's troops, which are deployed to defend America. Pro-Trump Americans need to be prepared and defend themselves against this violent the violence of lawlessness. And that would be really true. The governor of California will almost certainly order California-based National Guard troops to disobey President Trump's federal orders. This may initiate an actual shooting war in California as Trump asserts federal control over National Guard troops while demanding the arrest of Governor Newsom. Although this may not be part of the Trump's plan, technically the Insurrection Act grants the president the power to arrest the CEOs of California's tech giants, which are engaged in open acts of treason against our constitutional republic. California looks likely to become the front lines of the Civil War in America as anti-America forces carrying out treason against America, including Facebook, Google, YouTube, Apple, and Twitter, all of which are heavily influenced by the communist Chinese infiltration in an attempt to overthrow the country and destroy our national republic. Gee, a lot of things going on about China, huh? Pro-American citizens of California, especially in rural areas, need to be prepared to find themselves on the front lines of an actual shooting war being waged across the West Coast. We urge patriots to avoid initiating violence, but be prepared to stop it. I am calling for all California-based patriots to be prepared to support Trump's efforts to defend America by supporting the rule of law and supporting the actions of National Guard or U.S. military troops who are fighting for America's very survival by seeking to root out and eliminate the enemies of America, who are operating from the liberal cities of California. When we come back, we got a little bit more of this. It's all here, and then we'll get you to an Oroville Dam update. Stay with it. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about this article, insurrection article, that Mike Adams, the health ranger, has put out about California and about insurrection and what it would be like. It's a pretty interesting scenario. I would agree with about 90% of it from what I'm seeing. That's just me. That's just what I would be kind of agreeing to right now. And I think it's important that we pay attention to his article. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. It's also up on newcaliforniastate.com. It's definitely up on newcaliforniastate.com. So, got a lot of things happening. You get back to the article and complete it. I wanted to get into the Orville Dam thing, too, so you understand what's going on here. We left off talking about, if you're located in California, be ready to defend yourself against the violence of the lunatic left, which is planning to unleash an armed insurrection that will target patriots, Christians, conservatives, Trump supporters, and white people for extreme violence and murder. The left will literally start murdering people based on the color of their skin. Now, I've heard this over and over again in my circles for several years, and it's not because you're white, brown. It comes down to what we always say here on this radio show and also in New California. It's if you're an American citizen, period. If you're deemed to be an American citizen, they're going to go for you first. Because remember, it's a replacement ideology, which they're following here in California, to replace and get Americans out of California. So if you're an American, regardless of what color your skin you are, they won't discriminate. If Democrats somehow manage to take the White House in 2020, they will immediately gut the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, unleashing nationwide gun confiscation, flooding the borders with millions of illegals, and arresting and executing all political dissidents, i.e. pro-American America voices, in order to silence those opposing views. We the people must not let Democrats ever seize power in America again, or they will use that power to destroy America and crush all patriots and conservatives. Under the power of Democrats, Christians would be hunted down and executed on sight. All Christians' speech would be criminalized and Bibles would be outlawed. Kind of sounds familiar, like it's happening right now, huh? I hate it when this happens. Along with all civilian ownership of weapons would cease. The radical left is an authoritarian anti-American cult that has also demonstrated its dangerous lawlessness by censoring all online speech that opposes the deranged illusions of the progressive left. This is an indicator of their true intent. Total totalitarian rule, complete with speech police, and the elimination of those opposing views. The left has zero intention of respecting the rule of law, the Bill of Rights, or any election laws whatsoever. Every election from this day forward will be stolen or fraudulently altered by the leftists who hate America and despise all pro-American patriots. It is time for President Trump to deploy the military police to arrest and remove from power all those in government who are actively engaged in acts of treason, sedition, and voter fraud. California's political leaders must be arrested and prosecuted for running a massive vote fraud conspiracy that attempts to steal elections from Americans. He has a list here of enemies of America who are committing treason in an actual war effort to destroy the nation from within. It says all these traitors must be identified. It says corrupt liberal judges who defy the president's efforts to secure the border. Journo terrorists. CEOs and top managers of the tech giants, Antifa terrorists, he mentions, liberal university professors, deep state operators, just to mention a few. It is critical that the president knows he has widespread support amongst the people. And that's true. Here in California, he's got widespread support. If people don't believe that, that's because the mainstream media, you know, has control of everything, but he certainly does. Anyway, if we all succeed, we may once again restore the rule of law, he goes on to say. Now, need to change we're running out of time, so we need to change direction here. Just looking right now at some of the information that's on the dam site, the Oroville dam site. You know, if you go to newcaliforniastate.com, over on the right-hand side, you can see we have all the different connect the dots to information that's relative and salient about the Oroville Dam. You can get the cameras, pictures, you can see for yourself the things that I'm talking about right now. In a moment, I'll get to that. But what we're seeing here at the dam and what we're hearing at the dam, because we're getting more information and coming to us from a general... You think we're not covering the story, we're absolutely wall-to-wall covering it. And quite frankly, a lot of people coming forward now because they're concerned. And first of all, the levels and flows, if you go to levels and flows on our Agenda 21 radio site, we're at 891.01, 891 feet right now. We're 10 feet from overtopping. 10 feet from overtopping. I say again, 10 feet from overtopping at the OG Weir. And they have not let water out of the spillway. And that's because, ladies and gentlemen, they can't. It's severely damaged. To make it functional again, it has to be dug up. That's a fact. It's failed a recent inspection. We believe the inspection took place on April 19th. And I know an inspection took place because I was there watching it at the dam, taking pictures. That's not fake news. The number I just gave you, 10 feet away from at 891. Now, keep in mind, as we learned yesterday from Lisa Cahill, that at 891, this is the category of maybe, the fourth or fifth time in the dam's history that they've ever been at this level. And this level doesn't maintain itself. They usually run water out over the main spillway to bring it down. And the reason why they do that is because, you know, they've got to keep a buffer for flooding. It's about a 50-foot buffer that they usually keep. That's why they keep the dam. If they have a full pool, the full pool is 50 feet less than this. And why is that? So that it can accommodate water that would be coming in from a full flood season. Well, we have a full flood season. It's about 60% of the snowpack is still left up there. And that's what we determined yesterday as well. So what, three or four times in the 50-plus year history of this dam has it been at 890 and stayed? And it doesn't stay for long. So after being seriously damaged 2 years ago, the whole hillside, the whole infrastructure now is under enormous stress because the water is at full pool and staying there. And you're only 10 feet away from overtopping. Their story has changed so many different times, as you know, about why it's at this level and why they're going to maintain it now. When everything else would, from April 2nd, boy, they were just so perky and so positive about it. And all of a sudden, shutdown happens. And the reason is that, they're shaking it to death. And what is the problem? The problem is this. One of the main problems with the dam, it leaks. It leaks like a sieve. Now, if you go to Agenda 21 Radio and you click on the icon for cameras, I'll walk you through this. So it's not the blind leading the blind here. On the right-hand side of Agenda 21 Radio, you go to Oroville Dam Information. You got two guys in a shadow standing in front of the water that's coming down. It says levels and flows. You can check it out. I just read you the current levels and flows. Now you can go to cameras. Camera, lights, camera, action. And the first thing you're going to pick up, oh, my goodness, there is the spillway, the real spillway, the big spillway with all the money. And there's water seeming to run down the spillway from the left-hand side. That's because water is leaking from the tainter gates, which everybody's, they're not supposed to leak. You got eight gates and two of them leak. and the others don't. Oh, but according to Flyboy, the gates are designed to leak metal on metal. Really? You've got two that leak, and you got six that don't. I think the majority wins on that one. They're not supposed to leak. Duh. And this guy flies for a commercial airliner. Would you want that guy in the cockpit? You know, when you're a pilot, especially if you're flying human beings around, you got to know what the hell you're doing. And if you can't make quickly that assessment, gee, there's eight gates, two leak, and six don't. And you say, oh, they're supposed to leak. There's something wrong with your analytical processing there when you make those kind of patent statements on behalf of the Department of Water Resources. Or you have other nefarious things in mind. But I got to tell you right now, I'm looking at the obvious. And the obvious, which is what we've been looking at, yes, the gates are broken. Hello. They leak. And they're not supposed to leak. And the other thing, after they did their run, before they did their run, they didn't have the leakage on those plates like they had before. We were raising our hands and said, hey, it leaks. The dam leaks. It's pretty obvious. You can see the streaking of the water coming through the plates, and it leaks. The spillway leaks. Then when they ran the water, and we noticed something mysterious happening, we noticed that when they were running the water, there was no drainage from water underneath the dam. The drainage system wasn't working. It wasn't squirting out water from the training walls. And said, well, it's not working. We knew in the last dam, you can see the videos are out there, there's like fire hoses coming from the side of the walls. And that's because water builds up underneath the dam, underneath the spillway, and it gets sucked up in these drains, and it gets squirted out under high pressure back onto the spillway deck. That's the way it's supposed to work. It's obvious in all the videos that we have here. The system of the old stuff was working. It was working. This one's not working. Now, that probably explains, one, why they didn't pass their inspection, and two, greater leaks from the plates have occurred in massive amounts. And right now I'm looking at a day when you have a full pool, the highest it's been since the dam overtopped on February 11, 2017. By the way, I was on top of the dam and saw it. I was one of the few on top of the dam and saw this going on. Don't tell me about the power of water when you're flying from 30,000 feet. It's pretty obvious what was going on. But now what I'm looking at is something quite frightening. Not only do we have leaks on the dam, but the pressurized water inside the soil, that is on top of it is the spillway, is pushing with such great force that the leaks are enormous. Enormous. And I can tell you, with every inch of elevation on that dam, it's going to become worse and worse and worse. And right now we only have, 10 feet left before it overtops. And they have no way to control this, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing they have available to them is the emergency spillway. And when water continues to come in, and it's creeping in quickly now, they're going to have to use it because they cannot use the main spillway. The system is broken. The system by which we try and get water from out underneath the spillway out is not working. And those plates are buckled, and there's massive leaks in the seams. That is a fact. And if you're looking at the same thing I'm looking at right now, which I suggest you do, you'll be just absolutely, not happy. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans, and visit our website, a21r.com, for more information on the dam and everything else. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.